This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Have someone else flip those pancakes and grab a pencil, because it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So help refresh our memories, Will. What was last week's challenge by Sam Lloyd?
Yeah, the challenge was to draw a square that's 4 boxes by 4 boxes aside, containing altogether 16 small boxes, and that results in 18 lines across, down, and diagonally. And the object was to place markers in 10 of the boxes so that as many of these lines as possible have either 2 or 4 markers each. And the question was, what is the maximum number of lines that can have either 2 or 4 markers? Well, the answer is 16 lines. There is one way of doing it, not counting rotations and reflections. You can read all about this, including the rotations and reflections, on our website, npr.org/puzzle.
Well, about 80 out of just 160 of our listeners sent in correct answers. This was a tough one. And our randomly selected winner this week is Rob Hardy of Columbus, Mississippi. He joins us on the phone. Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks.
Well done. So how'd you figure this out?
Well, I got my checkerboard and I put pieces in and counted. I stopped fooling with it after 20 minutes with the best count I got.
Well, congratulations. Are you a big puzzle fan?
I'm not.
What?
I don't do crosswords. I don't do Sudoku. I don't play Scrabble. Right now, Will is thinking he has some deficient person on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
But no, I do the NPR puzzle every week.
Yay!
That's the one puzzle I do. I figure I'll get the best one of the lot.
Oh, that's great. And you've been playing a long time?
I have. It's been since way back in the postcard days.
I can't believe this is the first time we've called you as a winner.
Lucky me.
Well, what do you do in Columbus, Mississippi?
I'm a psychiatrist. I work in community counseling clinics in different counties here.
Well, without further ado, Rob, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready or not.
Okay, let's do it. Will, take it away.
All right, Rob, it does sound like you're a puzzle person if you've been doing this one
yeah.
for years. So I'm going to give you 3 3-letter words. You give me a 3-letter word that can follow each of mine to complete a familiar 6-letter word. And none of the words in a set will be related in meaning. For example, if I said damn, D-A-M, man, M-A-N, and so, S-E-W, you would say age, which would complete damage, manage, and sewage.
Ah, tricky. Okay,
okay.
Rob, did you
ready?
Get that?
Got it.
Okay, let's do it.
Number one is par, P-A-R, poi, P-O-I, and C, S-E-A.
P-O-I?
Yeah. There's not many things that can go after P-O-I. And the poi word is something that you don't want to drink.
Poison. Parson and season.
Yeah.
That's it. Sun making parson, poison, and season. Good.
Good.
Here's your next one. Bud, B-U-D. For, F-O-R, and tar, T-A-R.
For, target, budget.
There you go.
Forget and target.
Nice job. Arc, A-R-C, fat, F-A-T, and was, W-A-S.
Archer, father, and washer.
There you go.
Nice.
Great.
Deb, D-E-B, Don, D-O-N, and rot, R-O-T.
Debate, donate, and rotate. 8.
Oh, you're getting
good.
Pal, P-A-L, pan, P-A-N, and win, W-I-N.
Palace.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not ace.
No.
I'll tell you, the first two letters of the 3-letter word are consonants.
Ooh.
Paltry.
Ah, yes.
Paltry, pantry, and wintry.
Nice job.
Very good.
Your next one is fin, F-I-N.
F-I-N.
Fin is what's on a fish.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Imp, I-M-P, and tam, T-A-M, like what a Scot would wear in his head.
Finnish, impish, nope.
I'll give you a hint. The 3-letter word is an alcoholic beverage.
Gin.
And it's not gin.
Oh, shoot.
ale, finale,
there you go.
Impale, and tamale.
Yes.
There you go. all pronounced differently. And here's your last one.
Oh, boy.
Ear. Ear, E-A-R. Fro, F-R-O. And two, T-O-O.
Tooth.
Oh, you're close, yeah. Just need a suffix on that.
Toothy.
There you go.
And earthy.
Ah,
nice job.
Ooh, that was tough. Great job, Rob. Very well done for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, of course, and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, give us a shout out to your local public radio station. Where do you listen to us?
I listen to Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Of course, I'm a member.
Yay, Rob Hardy of Columbus, Mississippi. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week, Rob.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Rachel. What a treat.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, think of two familiar, unhyphenated eight-letter words that each contain the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F, plus two others, in any order. What words are these? So again, two familiar, unhyphenated, eight-letter words, each containing the letters A through F, plus two others, in any order. What words are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 17th, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.